This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Down the home stretch here in the 2023 Fayetteville Woodpeckers season as the Peckers are on the road for their fifth of six in their final road series of the season against the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, live from Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Kannapolis. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the road broadcast booth. Colin Casey filling in for Andrew Chapman while he's away this weekend and wrapping up the road schedule for the 2023 Fayetteville Woodpeckers season, with Fayetteville coming into this game tied in the series, two games apiece. The Woodpeckers won the first two games, but Kannapolis taking the tail end of a doubleheader on Friday evening and then winning yesterday's ball game by a final score of 5-3 thanks to a late-inning two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth from their shortstop Jordan Sprinkle, ended up proving the difference, handing Carlos Espinosa his fourth loss of the season. And Cole Ramage, a dominant performance in relief for the Cannonballers, proved to be the difference maker in that game. But now the Woodpeckers looking to rebound and keep up their winning ways. Relatively speaking, over the last 10 games, the Woodpeckers are 7-3, one of the top teams, in fact, the best record in the Carolina League over the last 10 games. So the Woodpeckers have been playing good baseball as of late, but they have dropped two in a row and are now 24-34 in the second half of the season. Meanwhile, the Cannonballers 28-30 in the second half, both teams eliminated from playoff contention, with the Charleston Riverdogs clinching their playoff spot, whether it be through the division title, which they're trying to clinch, in fact, today with a victory over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. But they're all automatically in that second playoff spot due to the fact that Myrtle Beach won the division in the first half. So Charleston, the division leaders at 37-20, and they are running away with things in the South Division. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as they will be facing off against right-hander Peyton Paulette, with Manuel Urias on the mound for the Woodpeckers on the other side. But the Woodpeckers, managed by first-year manager Ricky Rivera, they will lead off right fielder Cam Fisher. Bryce Matthews bats second and plays short. Garrett Guillemet, the third hitter, and he is catching. Juan Santander, who had a two RBI single in yesterday's ball game, will DH and hit cleanup. Ryan Johnson, the third baseman, bats fifth. Ricardo Belo is at first again, and he bats sixth. Paz Ferrer, second baseman, is seventh. Jackson Lofton, the left fielder, bats eighth, and Leo's Danny Molina, the center fielder, rounds out the order for the Woodpeckers. And as mentioned, they will be facing on the other side the right-hander Peyton Paulette and the hard-throwing right-hander as the Cannonballers head out to the diamond. Paulette coming into this game with an 0-4 record and a 4.29 earned run average, the 2021 second-round pick for the Chicago White Sox. He will be opposite right-hander Manuel Urias, who's coming off a career-high 8 strikeouts in his last outing back on August 22nd. We'll take a pause for the anthem, and when we come back, Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball right around the corner here at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. First pitch coming up right after this break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty, throws it, deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game! Three-run home run! Line drive, out to left field. Long run, it gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third, that ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Peckers Baseball is live wherever you are on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Colin Casey just about ready for first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Kannapolis. It's the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in their penultimate meeting, game 23 of 24 between these two teams on the 2023 calendar. Right-hander Peyton Paulette out there tossing his warm-up pitches, the ball thrown down, and we're just about set to begin. Paulette, again, a second-round pick by the Chicago White Sox and the Arkansas native drafted back in 2021. He has seen this Woodpeckers lineup plenty this year. This is his fourth appearance against the Woodpeckers and his first since all the way back in late June, where he pitched four innings, gave up three runs, and struck out six, but received the loss at Segra Stadium. Cam Fisher digs into the left-handed batter's box as Paulette starts his windup, and the first pitch misses outside for ball one just after 7 o'clock on the East Coast. And a good little crowd on hand here in Kannapolis. Lower bowl filling out quite nicely on a perfect evening for baseball in the low 80s. Cam Fisher swings away and fouls it straight back, evens the count 1-1. Fisher will be followed by Bryce Matthews and then Garrett Guillemette. Top third of the lineup for Ricky Rivera today. Paulette, the 1-1, misses low on Fisher. Comes in hitting 266 on the season, and boy, has he hit the ball well throughout this series. A lot of multi-hit games scratched across and a check swing. Fisher did go around, according to home plate umpire Chris Janke. Meanwhile, it is Mike Corbett on the bases, the two-man umpiring crew wearing their black polos and gray pants on this Saturday evening. Paulette looking to begin his outing with a punch out. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. is off the end of the bat, hit slowly up the third baseline with the shifted infield. Fisher's going to leg it out for a leadoff single. Couldn't have placed it much better. The third baseman, Wilbur Sanchez, was playing back, and Fisher's got enough speed to beat that out, even if he was playing in a normal depth spot, but it's an easy single, and hits keep on coming in Kannapolis for Cam Fisher. He is now 6-for-12 in the series, hitting 500 since arriving here in Kannapolis on Tuesday. He's got decent leadoff of first base. Bryce Matthews the batter, and Matthews swings away at strike one. Can't make contact. Paulette looks over his shoulder and fires, and Matthews swings underneath it and sends a towering fly ball shallow center field. Backing up Jacob Gonzalez, he makes the catch on the outfield grass for the first out. Shortstop comes down with that one, one away. And with Garrett Guilmette coming in, let's take a look at the rest of the Kannapolis defense. Riku Nishida out in left field, Eddie Park the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy is in right. Wilbur Sanchez, the third baseman, Gonzalez at short. Jordan Sprinkle, the hero yesterday, is at second base. Jonaker Betancourt, the first baseman, and Calvin Harris does the catching for Peyton Paulette. Much different roster than what we saw the last time that the Woodpeckers played these Cannonballers all the way back in June. They played them a lot over a stretch in the early stages of the summer. 24 games between these North Carolina rivals as Guilmette swings through strike one, a good off-speed from Paulette. Guilmette, another guy who's had a strong start to his minor league career after being drafted in the 15th round of the 2023 draft. He's hitting 263. And Guilmette sends one high in the air out towards right center field. Park moving to his left and makes the grab. Two down. So Guilmette got a little bit underneath that ball, left it about 20 feet in front of the warning track. Two away. Fisher remains at first, and here is Juan Santander, who drove in the only runs for Fayetteville. There was another run that came in on a double play that Santander hit into, so even though he didn't get an RBI credited for it, he was still responsible for bringing it home. He also had a two-run single that gave Fayetteville a 3-1 lead in the early going yesterday. Call that with a good breaking ball, and it is 0-1. Shadows creeping over the pitcher's mound. And Paulette misses downstairs for, as Chappie would say, for our radio audience. Obviously, if you're listening in, you're here on the radio, but the Woodpeckers wearing their alternate Ville uniforms, the bright red with the black numbers, white trim around those numbers, black batting helmets, black bat for Santander with the gray pants and the black stripe down the side, along with his white and red cleats. The 1-1, misses low. Cannonballers are wearing their royal blue home uniforms with the red numbering. The white ballers across the front and the white pants with the blue stripe down the side. 2-1 pitch to Santander is in the dirt. A nice stop from Harris and no advance from Fisher. Let the former Arkansas Razorback, played his college days in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Went to Benton High School in the state of Arkansas, so born and raised a couple of states over from North Carolina. Count is 3-1, and Santander takes one inside, ball four. So Fisher singles, couple of flyouts for Fayetteville, and Santander draws the walk. So the Woodpeckers threatening with two outs against Paulette. And Ryan Johnson will look to bring home those runs. Johnson has cooled off considerably after a strong start with the Woodpeckers. His first week or so, he had a couple of home runs, had a big series against the Carolina Mudcats at Segra Stadium last month. That average is now dropped down to 184 on the year. Four homers and 11 batted in. A lot of close games this week between these two teams. I expect more of the same today. First pitch to Johnson. He's jammed, and he fouls it straight back into the Kinetic Club, the Atrium Health Ballpark equivalent of the Avex Club at Segra. Looking through some of the games, of course, Fayetteville winning the first two of the series, a 2-0 victory, and then a 3-2 win in 8 innings in a 7-inning contest. The 0-1 slider dips down and away. And then Kannapolis fought back with a 2-1 victory in the back end of the doubleheader on Friday, August 31st. It's a one-run ball game then, and then a two-run ball game last night with a 5-3 final. Swing and a miss. 1-2 count now on Johnson. A little bit similar to what we saw in Down East. A lot of close games last week on the road for Fayetteville, in which they took 5-6. Big reason why they're one of the more winning teams in the Carolina League as of late. Check swing from Johnson. He's able to hold up. And the count is 2-2. Woodpeckers will play tonight, wrap up the series tomorrow night here in Kannapolis, and then 6 at home against the Charleston River Dogs to close out the season. 2-2 to Ryan Johnson. Hit on the ground to short, right at Jacob Gonzalez, who goes a short way to second, tosses it over to Sprinkle to get Santander and end the top of the first inning. So Peyton Paulette leaves a couple of runners on. Fayetteville with a single and a walk. Can't do much with it. They strand a pair. We're on to the bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville Woodpeckers nothing. The Kannapolis Cannonballers coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
No score after half an inning from downtown Kannapolis. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are looking to get back in the win column. We've got a pitch clock violation on the batter to open up this bottom of the first as Riku Nishida hit with a pitch clock violation. So before Manuel Urias delivers his first pitch of the ball game, he's ahead in the count. No balls and a strike. Now he does, and it's a fastball on the outside corner. Nothing and two for Manuel, who comes in with a 4-1 record on the year, a 4.14 earned run average. This is his 24th appearance of the year and just his fifth start. 54 and a third innings pitched for the 22-year-old out of Mexico in his fifth professional season. A late swing by Nishida, and he fouls it into the netting to the left. For Urias, it's been a little while since he's last pitched. To go back to August 22nd. The start of that Down East series. That is a fastball just off the plate, and he delivered one of his best outings of the year. Went 4 innings, gave up just 1 run on 4 hits, no walks, and a season-high 8 strikeouts. It has been a really strong month as a whole for the right-hander. There's a ground ball left side, fielded by the third baseman Johnson, who throws on the run. It's dug out by Ricardo Belleau, and Nishida retired for out number one. He will be followed by Eddie Park, who has recently been activated off of the injured list. The 2023 draft pick out of Stanford bats second place center. Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop, hits third. Calvin Harris, the catcher, bats cleanup. Jordan Sprinkle, the hero last night, second baseman, hits fifth. Ryan Galani is the DH today, hits sixth. And the bottom third of the order, Jonaker Bettencourt at first, Ryan McCarthy in right, and Wilbur Sanchez at third. First pitch to Park, dips down and inside. Park taken in the eighth round of the 2023 draft out of Stanford and also grew up in California. He was born in San Jose. 1-0, and Urias misses outside. Attended Valley Christian High School in San Jose. Got a number of drafted guys from there, and another guy in the Carolina League, in fact. Steven Zoback with the Columbia Fireflies also drafted. There's a called strike. Of course, not drafted out of high school. He went to UC Berkeley, both going to Valley Christian. 2-1 pops out of the mitt of Guillemette. And it's 3-1. Urias has done a nice job, generally speaking, all year long to limit the walks. 68 strikeouts to 18 walks. Really good ratio for him. But he misses downstairs, and there is ball four. One out walk to Eddie Park. Puts a runner aboard. Bring up Jacob Gonzalez. So Gonzalez steps in and just picked up, in fact, that it's actually Jake Bloss who is on the mound and not Manuel Urias. So a late change for Ricky Rivera. And I mean late. He must have been a very late scratch. So it is Jake Bloss, who is on the mound. Tough to tell from the sunlight here, but Bloss does get the start, and there's a breaking ball downstairs. I can't believe I didn't pick up on that before, but Jake Bloss on the mound, 22-year-old out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Third-round pick out of Georgetown. There's a swing and a miss, and Gonzalez comes up empty. Yeah, Manuel Urias was on the lineup card to open up the ball game and ends up being a late change there. Sometimes the broadcasters don't always get that late change. Runner going, fastball misses outside, the throw down, and the ball came loose from Matthews. So sliding into second safely is Eddie Park. And he is into scoring position with one out. Gonzalez hitting 222 on the year. Bloss looks over at second. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from Guillemette. Over to third goes Park. So Kannapolis with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. One out. Gonzalez up, and that'll prompt the Woodpeckers to bring that infield in. The 3-2 pitch sent in the air out to center field. Tracking it, Leo's Danny Molina. He sizes it up, makes the catch, tagging his Park. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is rolls in late. And Eddie Park scores from third on the sacrifice fly from Jacob Gonzalez. 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That extra 90 feet proved to be pivotal. And a fly ball was enough for Gonzalez to bring home the run. So bases empty, two outs, and Calvin Harris comes up. Harris takes that pitch outside for ball one. Gonzalez, meanwhile, with the sac fly, ends up picking up his 11th run batted in. From Bloss, misses down and inside. For Jake Bloss, makes his fourth appearance with the Woodpeckers after being drafted by Houston last month. All four of them have been starts. Pitch misses inside, and had his season-long outing on August 28th, where he went 3 1/3 innings, gave up one run. It was unearned on two hits. Did walk four and struck out six, so the walk's still something that's being worked out. And down to first base goes Calvin Harris. So two-out base runner for Kannapolis with one already in. Now Jordan Sprinkle trying to follow up the theatrics he had last night. Bottom of the eighth inning, game tied 3-3, and he launched a two-run home run out to left field. There's a called strike one. So two walks issued by Bloss in this first inning. He has not given up a hit yet. And the 0-1. Fastball gets through Guillemette, and that'll be a pass ball. Not too often you see Garrett Guillemette miss track a fastball right over the plate, but he does, and Harris steps into second base. He's in scoring position now with two down. So stolen base, a wild pitch, and a pass ball in the inning. Cannonballers have been active on the bases in the early going. One ball, one strike, two outs. That's off the end of the bat. Least foul. So it's 1-2 on Sprinkle. His average at .228 on the year. Three homers and 30 runs batted in for the California native. Harris leads off second base. Now the 1-2. Bloss with a fastball, and it's sprayed foul to the right. Take a quick look around the Fayetteville defense while we have a moment. Jackson Lofton out in left field. Molina in center. Cam Fisher in right. Ryan Johnson, the third baseman. Bryce Matthews at short. Paz Ferreras, the second baseman. Ricardo Below is at first. And Garrett Guillemette does the catching. Two-strike pitch, a swing and a miss, and down goes Sprinkle. So Jake Bloss picks up his first strikeout after allowing a sacrifice fly to Jacob Gonzalez, and Kannapolis strikes first in the first. We're on to the second inning. 1-0 Ballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home, since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career.
We're on to the second inning, 1-0. The Ballers lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Cardo Below leading things off and fouls off the 1-0 pitch. Straight back, Peyton Paulette back on the mound. And Paulette is able to escape a first inning in which he gave up a single and a walk, had two runners on, two outs. Got a big bounce out on Ryan Johnson to get back in the dugout, and his team is able to help him out with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the first inning. One ball, one strike on Below, who's hitting 241 on the year, and the fastball misses high. It is 2-1. Below's average the highest on the team for guys who have been here for the bulk of the season. Pitch downstairs, it's 3-1. Made his debut back in May after missing a good portion of the first month of the year. Got the call up, and he really seized the moment. It was that series in Salem to start the month where he was able to prove himself and prove everyone that he belonged at the full season level, and he takes ball four on a fastball outside. 3-1 pitch just misses from Paulette, and it's a leadoff walk. So Fayetteville, for the second straight inning, has the leadoff man on. Paz Ferreras steps in. Another guy who's shown some flashes in this series. Swings and misses at strike one. And gets the chance to face Paulette for the first time since his last appearance against Fayetteville was back on June 30th. That was before Paz was drafted, and now he gets a chance to try to make something happen off of the right-hander. Curveball drops in the zone. It's nothing and two. Ferreras, 188 batting average, still looking for that first professional home run. He has driven in three runs. He's granted time. Played a big role in that doubleheader on Friday. Drove in some runs and scored some runs in both games. And he is out in front of a breaking ball, and Paulette picks up his first strikeout of the outing. Got him to chase. It's one down. So now Jackson Lofton steps up. Lofton, the speedster, continues to climb and separate himself from that record that he took from Miles Straw as far as stolen bases go on the year. First pitch to Lofton misses low. No advance from Below over at first. Lofton, now with 58 stolen bases, 22 clear of Straw's record previously held of 36 for the Buies Creek Astros in 2017. Outside corner fastball evens things at 1-1. He's got plenty of time to move up to that 60 milestone. We know he can steal multiple in a game. He's done it several times this year. 1-1 swing and a miss. 202 batting average now for Lofton, 7 homers, 42 runs batted in. One of just a few guys on this roster to eclipse 100 total bases on the year. Below leads off a first one out. The pitch, check swing, Lofton went around, and that is strike three. Home plate umpire Chris Janke not needing an appeal, and very clearly did break the plane. Back-to-back strikeouts for Paulette. And now Leo's Danny Molina, the nine-hitter, trying to keep the inning alive for Fayetteville. First pitch, and a late swing by Molina. .217 batting average for Molina, 6 homers and 30 batted in. A lot of those home runs have come on the road, including a 2-home run game in Lynchburg. Takes ball one low and outside. Seeing that home run pop come in bunches for Leo. Paulette looks over at first base, still at just 33 pitches, make it 34 as that ball flared foul to the right. Has issued a couple of walks in the single to Fisher to lead it off, but has been mostly effective. That single, too, is essentially a swinging bunt up the third base line. Lights coming on here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Long pause by Paulette, and here comes the 1-2. Curveball down and away. That's the pitch that got both Ferraris and Lofton. But Molina may be learning something watching them while he was in the hole and on deck. The 2-2 pitch, fastball in the dirt, full count. And Blow will get a head start over at first base. If Fayetteville can get a victory tonight, it would pull them even as far as win total goes with last year's team. That one went 55-75. Two games canceled. As of now, Fayetteville's on pace to play all 132 games on the schedule. 3-2 pitch. Molina on the ground to third. Wilbur Sanchez comes up with it and throws across the diamond to get Molina on the 5-3 putout and end the inning. So Below reaches on a walk to lead off the inning, but Peyton Paulette able to get 3 straight outs against the bottom of the order and turn it over to the bottom of the second inning, where the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead it 1-0. Jake Bloss back on the mound, and we'll be back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpeckers, follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, bottom of the second inning. The Cannonballers lead the Woodpeckers 1-0. Colin Casey bringing you coverage the rest of the weekend. Andrew Chapman and myself will have the call for the final 6 games at home next week against the Charleston River Dogs. Ryan Galani fouls one straight back, gets 1-1. Galani also with a home run in yesterday's ball game, one of 2 surrendered by reliever Carlos Espinosa. Jake Bloss back on the rubber, and his 1-1 pitch misses down and in. So it's 2-1 on Galani. swings and fouls one straight back. Glanny will ask for time. Lost in his first inning. Gave up a pair of walks and due to a stolen base and a wild pitch for Eddie Park, put him at third base, and that was enough for Jacob Gonzalez, the White Sox first-round pick, to send one in the air and bring him in. It is a full count, 3-2. Galani will be followed by Jonaker Betancourt and then Ryan McCarthy to follow. Payoff pitch, and there's a line drive past the dive of the shortstop. Matthews into left center field. So Galani swinging away 3-2, and he drives one just out of the reach of Matthews for a leadoff single. So we've seen the leadoff man on in abundance through the first two innings. Fayetteville got the leadoff hitter aboard twice, and now Kannapolis able to do the same in the bottom of the second. Jonaker Betancourt, the first baseman who's had some serious success against the Woodpeckers throughout the season. He steps in, a throw over, tag placed by Below, but Galani's back with a dive. Betancourt, 223 on the year, 7 home runs, 35 batted in. Bloss buzzes the tower with a fastball in tight on the Termero Venezuela native. Playing in his 62nd game of the year, missed time due to an injury. Bloss with the changeup, letter high, it's 1-1. Galani off of first, and the fastball is on the inner corner, rather. Called strike. Fayetteville won't have enough time to get back to 500 on the year on the road. They are 30-34 in road games this year. 1-2, runner going. Fastball check swing, and it comes out of the mitt of Gilmet, who appeals late, but Betancourt able to hold up, and Galani has himself a steal of second base. 30-34, though, the record for the Woodpeckers, so two games left, including tonight. They will be 500 away from Segre this year, as they will be at Segre at 24-36 for their home record. 2-2 pitch, check swing, and again, able to hold up his Betancourt. Good bat control by the righty. It's a full count. For Galani, that's his third stolen base since joining the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as the payoff is sent foul to the right. Former Wofford College player. Just down the road in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the future home of the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, the Downeast Wood Ducks, scheduled to begin play there within the next couple of seasons. 3-2 pitch from Bloss, and another foul ball. So Betancourt continues to fight off pitch after pitch. For Bloss, his pitch count slowly but surely climbing. He's at 36. Still nobody out in this second. 3-2, and finally he gets Betancourt with a high fastball. He checked his swing again, but the ball glanced off of his bat, and Gilmet held on to it. So Jake Bloss picks up his second strikeout of the ball game. Galani remains at second, one away. And now Ryan McCarthy will step in, and the Fayetteville infield will shift around a bit. Second baseman Ferraris backs up towards the outfield grass. McCarthy, 213 hitter on the year, gets a curveball, a little bit in. Saw McCarthy in the series at Fayetteville in June. That was not too long after he was signed out of the Pioneer League, and McCarthy Hits one pretty well down the left field line, but foul. And the lefty will dig back into the box. Played for Great Falls in that Pioneer League. Hit 372. Over 86 at-bats. Six homers, 25 runs batted in. Earned himself a signing with an affiliated ball club with the Cannonballers. 1-1 from Bloss. Dips below the knees. That was after he played his college days 5 years at the Citadel. Down in Charleston, South Carolina. And was born in Georgia, so very familiar with the Southeast. 2-1 to him, and he wraps it on the ground foul outside of first base. Knocked down by below, but a couple of steps to the right of the bag. So Galani heads on back to second base. 2-2, one out. Another deep count, though, worked by the Cannonballers. And we know that Bloss is still a little bit limited with all the innings he pitched at Georgetown. So Kannapolis trying to chase Fayetteville's starter from the ball game in the early going. Bloss with 2-2. Fastball just outside. So yet another full count worked by this bottom third of the Cannonballers order. Wilbur Sanchez, who's seen a good part of the Woodpeckers over the last couple of seasons in Kannapolis, waits on deck. Bloss with another 3-2. And late swing fouled away by McCarthy. As far as season series go, with the victory yesterday, Kannapolis clinched the season series with Fayetteville. They won their 13th game. So the Woodpeckers can only hope to take 11 out of 24. Although they still have a winning record at Atrium Health Ballpark this year. They're 5-4. Another 3-2 hit on the ground left side. It's a fair ball. Down the left field line into the corner. This should score a run. Coming in to score is Galani, sliding into second base with an RBI double is Ryan McCarthy. So the Ballers with a run in each of the first two innings. A deep count worked by McCarthy, and he was jammed a little bit but fought it past the dive of the third baseman Johnson down the line. He's got a lot of speed as well, but easily got into second base with the RBI double. Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, now heads to the mound, and he will talk it over with his starter, Bloss. Well, some timely hitting for the Cannonballers. And they have themselves a two-run lead early. Again, all four games in this series so far have been within two runs. So we have not seen any runaway games yet, and the Cannonballers in decent position to do that with McCarthy at second, still only one out. Wilbur Sanchez the batter. .198 on the year for Sanchez. Runner going, pitch misses low, and no throw. McCarthy got a huge jump on Bloss. And already three stolen bases in the ball game for the Cannonballers. That's been an issue all year long for Fayetteville. They have almost wire to wire led the Carolina League in stolen bases allowed. So the infield comes back in with a runner at third, 1-0. This is down and away. Bloss getting a little bit frustrated out there on the hill. Pitch is hit into center field, a base hit, and McCarthy can trot on home. Wilbur Sanchez squares one up and drops a single right up the middle. And it is 3-0, Kannapolis. So the bottom half of this Ballers order coming up big. Three hits and four trips in the second inning for hitters 6-9. So this is one of the biggest leads we have seen all series long. Nishida at the plate, the runner going again, and the late throw from Guilmette, not in time. So Wilmer Sanchez joins the stolen base party. That's the third of the inning given up for Fayetteville. These ballers have been aggressive against Guilmette. And we've seen Guilmette throw some runners out. He had a really strong series in Myrtle Beach, but right now no fear being shown by the Cannonballers. Pitch misses low. It's 2-0. And you know what? Why not at this point in the season? Ballers know that their playoff dreams are dashed, as have been the Fayetteville Woodpeckers for a couple of weeks now. So got nothing to lose on the bases. Might as well try to get that extra 90 feet as Nishida sends one out towards left center field. Camped underneath it is Loft, and he makes the grab. No advance at second base from Sanchez. So two down. Sheeta moves to 0 for 2 in the leadoff spot, and Eddie Park will look to get a pitch to hit. He walked his first time up in the first. Eventually came in to score on the sac fly from Gonzalez. Final two home games of the year for Kannapolis before they head out on the road to end their season. Bloss with a breaking ball comes in and hits Park. So I guess that answers that. Park won't get something to hit. Instead, he gets something that hits him. Heads on down to first base, and for Jake Bloss, been a frustrating start out there on the mound. And you know, at the early stages of today on this Saturday, that Manuel Urias was the initial starting pitcher on the lineup card, but maybe that late decision to have Bloss out there is messed a little bit with his timing on the mound. One can only speculate. Now Jacob Gonzalez trying to add to his RBI total and swings away at the first pitch, fouls it straight back. Gonzalez at a fly ball out to center field, brought home Park. He's got two on with two down now. 0-1, well located by Bloss. And Gonzalez will have to protect here. The Whittier, California native, drafted out of Ole Miss in the first round. 15th overall. Played 3 years for the Rebels. 0-2, off speed, misses below the knees. Did play four games with the ACL White Sox before getting the call up, and he drove in four runs over those four games, so he is a guy that knows how to get those timely hits with men on base. Sanchez at second, Park at first. The two-strike pitch misses outside, the runner going Sanchez, and he slides in safely. Very close play at the bag. Johnson got the tag down, but the foot of Sanchez snuck in there first, and that is the fourth stolen base of the inning. Kannapolis well on pace to grab the most stolen bases against the Woodpeckers in a single game in 2023. Now we'll see if Park over at first is in motion, and he is. The two-strike pitch is in the dirt. Guilmette throws down. It's not in time. The throw gets away from Matthews. Coming in to score is Sanchez. Kannapolis testing the arm of Guilmette throughout this early stages of the ball game, and the Woodpeckers just can't find an answer for those rabid ballers on the bases. Another run comes in the third of the inning. It is 4-0 Kannapolis. Three, two from Bloss, meanwhile, misses down and in, ball four, and Gonzalez works a walk. Third walk issued by Bloss. He also hit a batter. And the Woodpeckers not out of the woods yet, but Jake Bloss is going to be heading back to the dugout as out to the mound goes manager Ricky Rivera to take the ball from his starter in the third round pick for Houston. Just wasn't his night from the jump. And those base runners taking advantage of it for Kannapolis. So Calvin Harris, the due-up hitter, will see a new arm on the mound. It looks like it's right-hander Dury Carrasco. We'll tell you about Carrasco when we come back. You're listening to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
First and second, two outs, three in for Kannapolis in the bottom of the second inning, and Dury Carrasco on the mound trying to get out of the jam for the Woodpeckers. 4-0, the Ballers lead. Calvin Harris bats, and Jake Bloss responsible for both runners at second. He has already surrendered four earned runs at this juncture. It is Eddie Park at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first. 1-0, and there's the changeup from Carrasco. Evens things up on Calvin Harris. Carrasco, the former infielder turned reliever, will celebrate his 24th birthday not long after season's end. September 20th, the Villamata Dominican Republic native locates a fastball well. It's 1-2. On the year, 4-5 record with a 1.98 earned run average. This is 27th relief appearance. It's pitched in 41 innings, 46 strikeouts to 15 walks. Trying to get out of the inning here. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Just with a doctor order to change up outside corner, and Harris swings right through it. So Carrasco does his job, gets out of the jam before things really snowball out of control. But Cannonballers add three more to their lead. They lead it 4-0. We're on to the third inning from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Top of the third inning from Atrium Health Ballpark. It is 4-0. The Kannapolis Cannonballers lead it. Peyton Paulette back to the hill with an even bigger lead than he had going into the second inning, but he's done his job. Two scoreless innings so far to start the ball game. He faces the top of the order once again. Cam Fisher takes strike one on the inside half. It's 1-1 on the left-hander who played his college ball just down the road at UNC Charlotte. Fourth-round pick in this year's draft. He is 1-for-1 with an infield single. He takes ball two outside. Paulette's been able to lower that ERA a little bit with the first two innings going scoreless, down to 4.16. And he gets a called strike. So it's 2-2 on Fisher. Again, three games prior against Fayetteville, 0-1 with a 4.22 earned run average over those games. He'd love to get a victory. Go the five innings needed to be eligible. He's only pitched 10 2/3 over those three games, so length has been an issue for Paulette against the Woodpeckers, but his 2-2 is fought off. And Fisher will see another pitch. He's just over 40 pitches now. But this season, he's had a relatively short leash. In fact, four innings is his season long. So we'll see if that deviates at all. 2-2 fastball misses high and outside. In the month of August, he went 0-1 with a 5.91 earned run average. Had a really good July. 3-2 misses up and outside, and Cam Fisher doing his job has reached for the second time in that leadoff spot. A single his first at bat, now a walk. And once again, the Woodpeckers have the leadoff man aboard for the third straight inning to open up the ball game. They just haven't been able to do much with it. Bryce Matthews steps in, 0-for-1 with a pop out. And we'll see if Fayetteville tries to turn the tables on Kannapolis and start sending their runners. Harris has got a great arm. First pitch to Matthews, hit out towards right center field. Backtracking Park out in front of the warning track. He makes the catch in front of that big wall. And that sends Fisher back to first base. A long fly out for Matthews. One away. Deep sigh of relief for Peyton Paulette. Matthews hit that one pretty well. Now Garrett Gilmet will look to find some outfield grass. It was Park who Gilmet flew out to in the first inning. Pretty similar spot. A little bit more shallow, though, as to Matthews' fly out a moment ago. Fastball in tight. And it's 1-0. Look over at first at Fisher. He's got about a 3.5-step lead. 1-0 is in the dirt. So it's 2-0 on Gilmet. I have the crowd for the final Saturday home game for the Ballers. 2-0. Fastball outside. Not seeing much foliage, though, at this point. It is September, but a lot of green still in those trees. If you're back home in New England, for me, there's a lot more yellow and orange being mixed in at this point. 3-0 pitch outside, a 4-pitch walk to Garrett Gilmet. That's the third walk surrendered by Paulette. So his command hasn't been perfect thus far, and that sends Fisher on down. That's actually his fourth walk, pardon me. He had the walk against Santander his first time up, and now it's Santander who will come to the plate. He'll quickly get a mound visit. infield will join this conversation. Looking ahead to next year's schedule, if you follow the Woodpeckers on social media, it's at WoodpeckersNC on Twitter. Yesterday, the Woodpeckers dropped their home schedule and their opponents for the 2024 season. And these Cannonballers are the only team that Fayetteville will see twice at home. One of two teams, rather, the other being the Charleston River Dogs. So, Kannapolis will make two trips to Segra Stadium next year. Once right before the 4th of July. In fact, it's just a three-game set from July 1st through the 3rd. And then again, second-to-last home series in late August from the 20th to the 25th. That's when the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox will come together at Segra. Fastball to Santander, and Paulette, the good bounce back after the mound visit, gets a first pitch called a strike. Santander's driven in runs in this series. Two-run single yesterday. Would love to add to that with two runners on. Fisher at second, Gilmet at first. And the 0-1 is foul to the right. First home series for Fayetteville will be April 9th, 2024, against the team they wrap up the season against next week in Charleston. 0-2 breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice stop from Harris. The Woodpeckers will host all but one team in the Carolina League next year, so very diverse home schedule. Only team that will not make it to Segra are the Fredericksburg Nationals, who was the first six-game home series against the Woodpeckers this year. And see if Fayetteville finally makes a trip out to Fredericksburg. There's a swing and a miss, and Santander goes down on strikes. Second out, and the third strikeout for Paulette. Looks to escape another inning with runners on. Again, that's just the home schedule. That's all that's been put out in the public so far. I'm sure the rest of the schedule will be posted at a later date. Not my department. Ryan Johnson now hitting with two on, two outs, and he fouls the first pitch back. Johnson ground to a force out to end the first inning. He was actually in this exact same spot. Runners at first and second, two down. Hit it decent, but right at Wilbur Sanchez, who made the short throw to second base to get out of it. 0-1 foul tipped right off the top of the head of Calvin Harris, and he is down on a knee in discomfort. Home plate umpire Chris Jake, you'll give him a moment. Seems like Harris is all right. Johnson knows that feeling all too well. He played a lot of catcher at Pepperdine. So far, he has exclusively been an infielder, and now training staff and Pat Leland, the Kannapolis manager, will head out and talk it over and make sure that Harris is all right. That's Austin Smith, the head athletic trainer. It's a quick conversation, and Smith and Leland head back. So Harris appears to be fine. Four runs on three hits, no errors so far for the Ballers. No runs on one hit and one error for Fayetteville. So Paulette gets the signs. No balls, two strikes, two outs in this top of the third. The pitch is a breaking ball outside. And Johnson leaves it out there. The Houston Astros in action tonight. They continue their series at Minute Maid Park against the New York Yankees. That game underway, bottom of the second, 2-2 the score. Second baseman Sprinkle keeping close tabs on the runner with the two-strike pitch is chased after by Ryan Johnson. He is down on strikes. Back-to-back punchouts to end the third inning for Peyton Paulette. He is through three scoreless. We're on to the bottom of the third, and Kannapolis maintains their 4-0 lead. Woodpeckers trying to get something going on this Saturday night in Kannapolis. We'll be back in a moment with the bottom of the third on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Home half of the third inning from Kannapolis, and Jordan Sprinkle will lead it off for the Cannonballers, who are up 4-0. First pitch, and Sprinkle hits it on the ground to third. Off-balance throw by Johnson, dug out by Below over at first base. Great play on both ends. Tough play for Johnson, who had to throw across his body, and Sprinkle can really move down that first base line, but Below able to backhand it on a hop, and Uri Carrasco gets Sprinkle on just one pitch. 5-3 putout begins the third. And Ryan Galani will try to reach base here against Carrasco. Fastball misses in tight. Carrasco got a strikeout. The lone batter he faced to end the second inning. And it's quick out here to start his first full inning out of the pen. Called strike on Galani, the Louisiana-born right-hander, drafted in the 13th round. It's jammed on that 1-1 and pops it up foul. Played a couple of summers in the Cape League with Katua, just two games in 2022, but this summer he was with the team for much longer, so it's on the same team as Zach Cole. Cole playing in 16 games with the Kettleers. Eddie Park also on that Katuit team. So a lot of Carolina leaguers. Chandler Simpson, another guy who leads the league in stolen bases, as Galani swings and misses. And Carrasco has struck out two of the first three batters he has faced. Really stabilizing things out of the bullpen. Two up, two down in the third. Jonaker Betancourt try to prevent the first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game for either team. Another guy on that team to mention, Tommy Troy out of Stanford, who was drafted in the first round of this year's draft by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Betancourt 0-for-1 and takes strike one from Carrasco. Fastball at 91. Carrasco, it's a foul ball out of Betancourt. Woodpeckers in game 11 of 12 on this road trip after winning 5-6 last week against Down East. Down East, another team they saw 24 times this year. One of two teams. Chopper hit towards second base. Coming up with it easily is Ferreras, and his short throw beats Betancourt to the bag by plenty. A 1-2-3 bottom of the third for Dury Carrasco. Gets the Woodpeckers back in the dugout, and they'll look to get the bats going after leaving five runners on through the first three innings. Kannapolis goes down in order. We're on to the fourth from Atrium Health Ballpark. 4-0, Ballers lead.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate. Hey!
Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to?
Third of the way through this one. Here in downtown Kannapolis, a 4-0 lead for the hosts as the Woodpeckers trying to chip away at this deficit. But first and foremost, trying to solve Peyton Paulette, who has gone 3 scoreless on them to begin his outing. He'll face Ricardo Below, then pass Ferraris and Jackson Lofton. 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up for the Woodpeckers. The switch hitting Below, who led off the second inning with a walk, leads off yet again. Takes a fastball up and outside to begin the fourth inning. Pitch number 58 from Paulette. Again, he's usually been a guy who goes 4 innings, has not gone past it yet this year. Below catches it off the end of the bat, foul territory. Sanchez coming over. He tries to barehand it in front of the Woodpeckers' dugout, but cannot. It is a foul ball. He overran it and then stuck his hand out to try to give it the old Kevin Mitchell. But instead, it's 1-1. Remember, Mitchell did that down in left field into the corner, ran it down into foul territory. Not sure I remember what team Mitchell was on for that. I think it was the Mets. The Giants, not the Mets. First pitch, the 1-1 is in there for a called strike, too. He did play for both. Started his career with the Mets and eventually made his way to the Giants, where he had a lot of success and won the 1989 NL MVP. 1-2 tagged out to center. Hardly having to move, though, Eddie Park lines it up and makes the catch. And for the first time tonight, the Woodpeckers will not have the leadoff man on. Below retired. And with one down, here's Paz Ferraris. And Mitchell, kind of one of those forgotten about MVP seasons where he hit .291 and an OPS of .1023, 47 long balls and 125 runs batted in. High fastball on Ferraris, 1-0. And those were the Candlestick Park days for the San Francisco Giants, so it earned those home runs. 1-0 is fouled back and out of play. Mitchell went on to play for a number of teams in the 90s. Spent a year in Seattle, couple of years in Cincinnati, where he had a resurgence and finished 9th in MVP voting in the strike-shortened 1994 season, his age 32 year. Ferraris takes a ball down and in. And then a lot of stops along the ways in the late 90s, where he was in Boston for a little bit, went back to Cincinnati. And then Cleveland and Oakland, as Ferraris hits one on the ground to short. Charged by Gonzalez, his throw beats pass to the back, 2 down. 6-3 put out, and Paulette is set down 4 in a row. So Lofton will face a new arm as Pat Leland heads on out to the mound. So he will pull his pitcher. Like you said, he limited as far as his pitch count goes. It was getting up there, but to the credit of Peyton Pelletti. Won't get his first victory of the year, but he holds Fayetteville scoreless through 3 2/3 innings, and the Cannonballers will make a move to the bullpen. Looks like it's a lefty that they're going to, and we'll tell you about it when we come back. One more out to get in the fourth inning for the Ballers. Woodpeckers trail 4-0 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
So two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Kannapolis on top 4-0. Manager Patrick Leland makes a move to the bullpen for the left-hander. Happy birthday, Ben Butel, who turns 24 years old today, the Davenport, Iowa native, and he'll try to get this final out of the fourth inning, perhaps go beyond. He is making his second appearance in the series. And the lefty gets a first pitch swing from Lofton. Jammed him a bit, sent towards right. And underneath it is McCarthy, makes the catch. And that's all needed for the left-hander to get out of the inning. And he heads back to the dugout. A 1-2-3 inning now for the Ballers. Fayetteville down in order to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still 4-0 the score.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the
It's the bottom of the fourth from Atrium Health Ballpark. The Woodpeckers trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4-0. 8-9-1 hitters due up for Kannapolis. Ryan McCarthy followed by Wilbur Sanchez and then the leadoff man Riku Nishida. They will face Dory Carrasco, who's back out on the hill. He has set down all four batters he's faced thus far. And he'll face the lefty McCarthy with an RBI double down the left field line in his first at-bat. Takes ball one outside. Sun has fully set now here in Kannapolis. Fastball just above the letters, so lights completely on, and they play under the lights almost all the time here at Atrium Health Ballpark with late starts on the weekend games. It's a called strike, and it's 2-1 now on the lefty McCarthy. I think the most welcome sight for Fayetteville is keeping these Cannonballers off the bases is what Carrasco's been able to do. Count now 3-1. All the stolen bases they got against Jake Bloss. Carrasco not letting anyone on, and it's no base steal if you don't have anybody on. Carthy's got one of the five so far, and he awaits the 3-1. Curveball, check swing, he went around. We'll count on him. Final line score, by the way, for Bloss. He's on the hook right now. Inning and 2/3, 4 earned runs on 3 hits. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. He also hit a batter as a payoff pitch from Carrasco misses down and in. And a leadoff walk gets McCarthy on for the second time. We'll see if he tries his luck with Carrasco on the mound. First base runner allowed by the right-hander, Wilmer Sanchez, who delivered an RBI single up the middle his first at-bat, now gets a chance. Sanchez, 21 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela. Carrasco brushes him off the plate with the fastball in. Sanchez did play a couple of games in Winston-Salem earlier this year. Had 7 at-bats, but was unable to register a hit. Struck out 3 times. 1-0, chased after out of the zone by Sanchez. This is third season with the Cannonballers, played in 34 games with them in 2021. And 101 last year, and now playing in his 85th in 2023. And Sanchez off the end of the bat, falling quickly into right center field. A late lunge, but Molina can't get there. It's a base hit. Up to second base goes McCarthy. He played that very well. He froze halfway, and once he realized it dropped, he bolted to second. So the Woodpeckers couldn't pick up the force out. So a walk and a bloop by the 8-9 hitters. Now the top of the order coming up for Kannapolis. 2 on and nobody out. Sanchez 2-for-2. Riku Nishida trying to get on for the first time. First pitch swinging. It gets past Carrasco. Slow roller. No chance to get anyone. Matthews forced to eat it. Everyone up 90 feet. A little unlucky so far in this fourth inning for Carrasco. Bloop single from Sanchez and a nubber just to his right out of the reach of Carrasco, and too shallow for Matthews to get in stride with the leadoff man Nishida showing impressive speed down the line. That loads the bases, nobody out. And Eddie Park, recently activated off the injured list, has a chance to put this game out of reach for Kannapolis. He still does not have an official at-bat. He has walked and was also hit by a pitch. And he swings at a pitch and fouls it towards the Woodpeckers' dugout. Fastball in on him. Five hits now so far in the game for Kannapolis compared to just one for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers defense playing back, so they're looking to just get a double play perhaps, and Park hits it foul to the left. So laid on a couple of pitches from Carrasco. We'll see how he adjusts. Park was hitting extremely well before he was placed on the injured list. He had a really good first impression. Two-strike pitch. He flares it past the dive of Johnson into left field, a base hit. Everyone moves up 90 feet, including McCarthy at third, who comes in and scores. 3 straight singles for the Cannonballers, and their lead is now 5-0. It has not been very hard contact, but with the speed that the ballers possess and just the geography of the infield, the defense, they could not have placed any of these more perfectly. So Sanchez now at third, Nishida at second, Park at first, and still nobody out. Jacob Gonzalez, the first-round pick, takes a curveball inside corner. There's a guy that can really do some damage here. Another guy who has not had an at-bat yet, sack fly and a walk over the first 2 innings. Carrasco with a nice fall-off-the-table changeup down and outside. Gets Gonzalez behind the 8 ball, 0-2. Look at Nishida at second base, and Carrasco delivers. Gonzalez late on it and fouls it deep down the left field line into the night. Another 0-2, and a flail by Gonzalez, and he's frustrated with himself with that swing. Had the top hand come off the bat and just kind of waved at it. Fastball outside, and there's a gift for Carrasco. Picks up a strikeout, his third, and a much-needed first out in this fourth inning, and now the Woodpeckers could potentially get out of it with just the one run allowed on the ground ball and turn two and get back into the dugout. Calvin Harris, strikeout and a walk so far for him. Chops the first pitch up the middle. Another tough play. Johnson charging, double clutches, and does throw on to first to get the out. Meanwhile, Sanchez comes across to score. Nishida to third, Park to second. That's an RBI ground out for Calvin Harris. It's now an even six on the board for Kannapolis. One in the first, three in the second, and two so far in the fourth, 6-0. So McCarthy and Sanchez, the bottom two hitters in the order, are responsible for two-thirds of the Kannapolis runs scored so far. Jordan Sprinkle takes a fastball on the outside corner. So getting some serious production from the bottom two guys in the lineup has really paid off so far. Check swing, and Sprinkle keeps his bat back. Peel down to Michael Corbett behind the mound, and he says he did hold up. Carrasco's ERA with these runs that have come across has now grown to 2.30 on the year, back above 2. On that check swing, Sprinkle definitely went around, and it's 1-2. Sprinkle, fourth-round pick last year out of UC Santa Barbara, playing his first full minor league season with Kannapolis. 1-2, fastball inside. Also played a summer in Orleans, and he's standing right in front of his former Firebirds teammate, Garrett Guillemette. So those two guys know each other well. 2-2 pitch, and Sprinkle swings underneath it and pops it up behind second base past Ferreras underneath it, but the last second it's Bryce Matthews who comes over and makes the catch to end the inning. Sprinkle moves to 0-3, but Kannapolis adds two more on a couple of RBIs, and back to the plate go the Woodpeckers, looking for an answer, trying to put a dent in the 6-0 deficit. We're on to the fifth inning from Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be back in a moment.
Call me no matter where you are, no matter how
top of the fifth, about 2.5 hours west of Fayetteville in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Colin Casey bringing you the coverage on this Saturday night of baseball as 2023 Carolina League season winds down. Fayetteville Woodpeckers trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers 6-0. Leo's Danny Molina with a 1-1 count now on Ben Butel. We've got the final out on one pitch in the fourth inning. Got Jackson Lofton to fly out to right field. 2-1 on Molina, who is 0-1 with a ground out. Butel from the windup, and the 1-1 chopped up the first base side. Picked up by Betancourt, lobs it to Butel, who's covering the bag, and it is a 3-1 put out to begin this fifth. Woodpeckers have now seen 6 in a row set down, going back to the third inning. Cam Fisher, perfect guy to try to end that stretch. He has reached base in each of his first two trips to the plate. Single and a walk so far for Fisher. Slider bends back over the plate for Butel. And the 0-1. That's a called strike two. Cam Fisher, again, a couple of seasons with UNC Charlotte, blasted 30 home runs in the spring, finished with 48 total for the Diamond Niners. 64 walks to 63 strikeouts, too, so that's a really good percentage. But here he strikes out swinging, and Butel showing off his experience there, gets him to go after a breaking ball down and outside for the second out. Bryce Matthews trying to prevent it from being one time through the order with Fayetteville unable to get somebody on base. Matthews has gotten underneath a couple, a pop out and a fly out in his first two trips. Takes a fastball, and Butel catches the corner with it. The 0-1. And Matthews on the ground, over to short. Gonzalez, throw to first, and the inning is over. Another quick inning in the field for Kannapolis. Butel, effective in relief. 1-2-3, top of the fifth. We are halfway through this Saturday night affair in Kannapolis. 6-0, the Ballers lead it. Bottom of the fifth, when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Ryan Galaney leads it off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Murray Carrasco back out there for Fayetteville. 6-0 still the score. Swing and a miss, and Galaney, who is 1-for-2 with a run scored, digs back in, and the 0-1 is right down the middle, 0-2. Couple of runs surrendered by Carrasco last inning. A lot of unlucky singles given up as Galani asked for time. Just seemed like everything was well placed, including the RBI single from Eddie Park, just out of the reach of Johnson over at third, and then a ground out from Calvin Harris brought home the second run. Check swing, and he went around. So that is strike three, and Galani heads back to the dugout. He has struck out twice now against Carrasco. So one away. Murray picks up his fourth punch out. Joniker Betancourt, who is 0-2 today, get a chance. He's one of just two cannonballers that have yet to reach base today, the other being Jordan Sprinkle, who's 0-3. Strikeout and a ground out so far for the righty. Takes a big swing at the first pitch and can only foul it back. The 0-1 in there for strike two. So we've talked a little bit about the South Division, and we know the stage is set. Myrtle Beach versus Charleston locked in. What should be another fun battle of South Carolina in the South Division. As Carrasco gets another swing and a miss, and Betancourt goes down on strikes. So back-to-back punch-outs for him to start this fifth. But looking in the North, things are coming down to the wire. You still have three teams alive left as the season comes to an end. The Carolina Mudcats with a 2.5-game lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats, as the Mudcats are trying to end that long playoff drought dating back to the 2008 season. Fastball to Ryan McCarthy misses upstairs. They're 2.5 up on Lynchburg, who wraps up their series in Fredericksburg this week. Breaking ball dives down in the dirt. It's 2-0 on McCarthy, but you can't forget about the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are playing Lynchburg essentially for their playoff life right now. Fastball in tight, and it's 3-0. And that ball game is tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth. How's that for drama? 3-0 swing for McCarthy, and he rips it foul off to the right. So right now, if you're Fredericksburg, you can walk it off here. You are still right there in the mix. As far as Carolina goes, however, they already got their victory today, 13-1 over Down East. A jam shot left side, backing up is Johnson, and he backpedals to make the catch, and that ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Dury Carrasco, and a bounce back for the right-hander. Gets checked out by home plate umpire Chris Janke before he heads on back to the dugout. We'll head on to a break. On to the sixth inning when we come back. 6-0 the score. Kannapolis leads.
Again. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Woodpeckers send the heart of their order to the plate in the sixth inning against Ben Butel, who has retired all four batters he's faced so far in the bullpen. Woodpeckers trying to erase a 6-0 deficit that they find themselves in. Garrett Guillemette followed by Juan Santander and then Ryan Johnson. 0-1 on Guillemette. Butel with the side-winding delivery. And the pitch misses down and in on Guillemette, who is 0-1, flew out and walked. That walk coming in the third inning. He's the last guy to reach base in this lineup. Curveball, hit over to short. Been a busy day for Jacob Gonzalez over there, and is a strong throw over to Betancourt at first for the first out. So one gone, and here is Juan Santander. Santander, like Guillemette, 0-1 with a walk. And has just been steady pitching on the mound throughout this ball game for Kannapolis. Slider in for a strike. Even with all the walks that Peyton Paulette issued, still ends up being a pretty impressive line score over 3 2/3 innings for the former second-round pick. A line drive just over Butel's head. Playable, though, for Sprinkle, who throws on the run and gets Santander for the second out. So 6-3 put out, followed by a 4-3 put out. But 3 2/3 for Paulette. No runs, one hit, four walks, four strikeouts. And for Butel, thus far, it has been six up, six down in relief. First pitch to Ryan Johnson. Swung on and missed, strike one. Johnson, 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Tell got him swinging in the first at bat. And there's a called strike two. The last couple of nights, the bullpen for Kannapolis has been exceptional. Of course, the story yesterday was Cole Ramage, who went four innings, struck out six, and picked up the victory when Kannapolis took that lead in the eighth inning. He was as nails as it gets out of the pen. Butel with an 0-2 and loses the handle on it outside. Just for a Kannapolis pitching staff that has been up and down all year, starting to find some consistency late in the year as Johnson smashes one on the ground. It's bobbled over at second by Sprinkle, and Johnson will leg it out. Ball was hit really hard. Sprinkle had to go quite a ways to his right to knock that one down, and it will be a hit. Two-out single, and the second hit of the ball game for Fayetteville, the first since Cam Fisher led off the game with an infield hit. And so far, both hits have not left the infield. So we'll see if this is what sparks a rally for the Woodpeckers with two down. Ricardo Belleau, switch hitter, bats from the right side for the second time. Takes a close pitch outside for ball one. Butel looks at first and delivers. Catches the corner, 1-1. Talking about some of the out-of-town scores, all the playoff implications. Well, Myrtle Beach is in the top of the ninth inning with Charleston 6-1. They lead the River Dogs down in South Carolina. 1-1, Belleau swings over the top of it, and it's hit to short again. Gonzalez throw, and it's in time. Jacob Gonzalez now has a put-out each of the last four innings. And he ends the inning as Johnson is left aboard at first base. So the Woodpeckers pick up their second hit. But they have now stranded their sixth runner of the game and have been held without a run through six. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. A lot of sixes. It is 6-0 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. New pitcher on the mound in the bottom of the sixth inning for Fayetteville, who trails 6-0 to Kannapolis. It's the right-hander Casey Ford out of the state of Utah, who gets a swing and a miss, a breaking ball down and away on the nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez, who's 2-for-2 with a couple of singles so far for the Ballers. So Ford takes over for Dury Carrasco, who goes 3 1/3 in relief, gives up a pair of runs on three hits. Off speed from Ford on the inside corner. 1-1 record for Casey with a 1.90 earned run average. Sanchez twirling the bat in anticipation. Ford exclusively from the stretch and doesn't deliver the 0-2. He stumbles off the mound, and with that misfire, it'll be a pitch clock violation. So it is a 1-2 count. Actually, I believe time might have been called just before, so got a clarification on that in a moment. But the two-strike pitch, fastball misses inside. And it is 1-2, so wasn't a pitch clock violation called. Usually there is if a pitcher comes off the mound like that, and obviously the clock hits zero, but not this case. Chopped up the line foul, so it remains 1-2. The Woodpeckers as a team are closing in on their 2022 total as far as strikeouts go, where they finished second in the league. As that one tapped foul. They currently sit at 1,362 in 2023 for strikeouts. That's a pretty comfortable lead for first place in the Carolina League. They finished second last year with 1,376, so 14 more to equal that mark. As Ford can't quite dispatch Sanchez, another fastball, and is able to foul it back. Sanchez singled in the second, stole second and third and scored, and then also singled and scored in the fourth. Another 1-2, and Ford airmails that breaking ball. Might have slipped out of his hand. So it's 2-2. Ford comes set, and the pitch. Curveball nearly takes the head off of Sanchez, who goes tumbling down. I think the Woodpeckers dugout wanted a swing call because Sanchez's bat did go forward, and we've got an adamant argument now with Chris Janke from the Fayetteville dugout out of manager Ricky Rivera, but it's a short one, and so we gear up for a 3-2 count. Casey delivers, and it's flared out towards right center field, and Sanchez drops it in for his third hit of the ball game. So Wilbur Sanchez just continues to find a way to drop one in. All three of his hits have just kind of snuck out to that outfield grass, but that's all you're asked for is a nine-hitter. He's served as basically a secondary leadoff man, and he's aboard to begin this bottom of the sixth inning. Riku Nishida, who's 1-for-3. Now bats. Sanchez got a big lead. Looks like he might be going. He is. Fastball. Outside corner. Throw down by Gilnet. Met, and Sanchez slides in safely. Third stolen base of the ball game for Wilbur Sanchez. The second he got down there, he was rearing up to go, and sure enough, there he went. No balls and a strike on Nishida. Ford, couple of looks at Sanchez at second, now comes home, and Nishida fouls it off to the left. Stolen bases number 24, 25, and 26 tonight for Sanchez, and that's now six as a team for these Cannonballers in the ballgame. Ford's 0-2 is a curveball check swing to Nishida go. No appeal, so he held up. One in the first, three in the second, and four in the fourth. A scoring tonight for Kannapolis. They chased Jake Bloss out of the ball game before he could complete two innings, and Fayetteville just has not had much of an answer offensively tonight with just two hits over six innings. Sanchez on the move again. Fastball outside. It's a pitch out. The tag down by Johnson, and this time Sanchez is a dead duck out there. So fourth time's the charm. Garrett Guilmette finally able to get Sanchez and throws a strike down to third base. Gets the first out of the inning. And that time the Woodpeckers were ready for it. Ford put in a perfect spot for Sanchez, for Guilmette rather, to go out and get and throw down to get Sanchez. A lunging swing with two strikes. Nishida pokes it to short, tries to hustle it out, but Matthews' throw beats him by half a step. And there's two outs. His bat dog out there and quickly retrieves the bat. So Ford has faced the minimum. Been an adventurous first couple of outs, however, and now he'll try to retire Eddie Park for the first time, who has found three different ways to get on base through three trips. It's fastball inside corner. A walk in the first. He was hit in the second and then had an RBI single. Snuck through the third baseman Johnson in the fourth. 0-1 fastball misses outside. The Astros now in the top of the fifth inning. They have taken a 4-3 lead over the Yankees. Yainer Diaz has gone yard, as has Michael Brantley. Good to see him jump the yard after returning that long rehab assignment and all the time he missed due to injury. Check swing from Park, but he held up. Aaron Judge also hitting a home run for the Yankees, so the ball's been flying out of Minute Maid tonight. Hunter Brown getting the start for Houston. 2-1 is off the plate. In fact, the Yankees actually took a 3-0 lead to start this game. Two-one is fouled back. Astros have come storming back. A lot of offense in the early stages. Houston now 77-59 and right in the middle of things in that crowded AL West. Should be a fun finish here in September to the season. 2-2 to Park, hit on the ground to third, and once again it's past Johnson down the left field line. Running into the corner, Lofton, but Park using his speed, and he is into second base standing with a double. Ended up being a closer play than he probably anticipated. The tag was placed by Ferraris, but Eddie Park with his second hit of the ball game. Fourth time he's reached base, and the inning not dead yet for Kannapolis. Two out double. Brings up Jacob Gonzalez. Second extra base hit of the game now for Kannapolis. The other coming from McCarthy, a double in the second. So Ford's first pitch is a fastball in for a strike. As it stands in the West, the Seattle Mariners and the Houston Astros are tied. But varying games played so far, the Mariners have two games in hand on Houston as it stands. They're playing the Mets tonight. Gonzalez rolls over on one to second. Ferreras a brief bobble, but he recovers and throws on to below to end the inning. So a two-out double of little value there. As we go on to the seventh inning, no runs scored there from Kannapolis, but they still lead at 6-0. Back third of our ball game when we come back on the Woodpeckers ball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville trying to get something on the board against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is Kannapolis 6, Woodpeckers nothing. And we go to the seventh inning. Paz Ferreira's trying to change that against a new arm on the mound for Kannapolis. Right-hander Horacio Andujar, and he cracks the first pitch out to fairly deep left field, but Nishida was playing back and is able to track it down without issue. And Ferreira set down on just one pitch. He moves to 0-3 on the night. So it is Andujar who takes over after a strong effort in relief for Ben Butel, who's put himself in line for the victory with 2 1/3 scoreless innings, just the one hit allowed. Did not walk anyone. Chopped foul by Jackson Lofton, and it's nothing and one on the Woodpeckers left fielder. And Duhar, in his first season with the White Sox system, check swing, Lofton held up. He is 3-5 over 26 games, just over 44 innings, a 5.28 earned run average. Good fastball at 92, gets it past Jackson Lofton, 1-2. Lofton tonight, a strikeout and a flyout. Takes a ball in the dirt. And Duhar, 24 years old, out of Dominican. He was traded to the White Sox on March 30th. Called up to Single A on May 18th. Lofton flares it. Shallow center field. Going to be a long run for Park, but instead it's Nishida. Great closing speed by the left fielder to come up with it. And it's a couple of flyouts to left to begin the seventh inning for Fayetteville. That is one quick outfield that the Cannonballers have with Nishida in left. Eddie Park, we saw him show off his speed hustling out a double last inning. Ryan McCarthy, who can fly as well. Really tough to drop one in front or even in the gap. They know how to track balls down. So Leo's Danny Molina with a 1-0 count. Trying to get something going. Bottom third of the order for Fayetteville. It's really been the difference in this ball game. Woodpeckers 0-8 across their bottom of the order. Could be 0-9. Throwing on the run, Gonzalez. That's too easy for him. That's why he's a first-round pick. Great play by the shortstop. And the side is retired in order again for Fayetteville. Just one hit over the last four innings for the Woodpeckers. And we are on to the seventh inning stretch. Kannapolis 6, Fayetteville nothing from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh on this Saturday night in Kannapolis, where the Ballers lead the Peckers 6-0. Casey Ford back on the hill, and he faces the middle third of the Kannapolis order. Calvin Harris takes strike one, followed by Jordan Sprinkle and then Ryan Galaney. Harris with a walk in the first inning. He is struck out and also grounded out, but it produced the most recent run for Kannapolis. That was in the fourth. Weak contact down the left field line, foul. Fayetteville falling behind early. Four runs over the first two innings for Kannapolis, and just not much offensively for the Woodpeckers against. It's been a very strong pitching staff for the better part of the week for Kannapolis. Fastball misses away. It's 2-2, and you look back through the season series, and Kannapolis has gotten some really impressive outings from a lot of their staff. Remember the complete game shutout in a seven-inning game that Connor McCullough dished out against Fayetteville at Seger Stadium way back in the first home series of the year for the Woodpeckers against these Ballers. 2-2 is fouled straight back. McCullough has since been promoted to Winston-Salem. And he really tore it up first couple of months of the Carolina League season. Two-two to Harris is a fastball, a little bit low. Casey Ford gave up a couple of hits in his first inning of work, but managed to get out of it unscathed. He had his catcher, Gilmet, catch Sanchez stealing for what would have been a franchise record, fourth stolen base in the game for Wilbur Sanchez. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Good curveball, and Casey Ford has his first strikeout of the contest. Harris down on strikes for the second time tonight, and Jordan Sprinkle looked to break through. Offensively has not been his night after yesterday, which was arguably his biggest night of the year with that two-run home run to give his team the lead for good, but he has struck out, grounded out, and popped out through three trips so far this evening. Slider just outside from Ford. Looking ahead to tomorrow's ball game, it is a later start for Sundays, a 6:30 start time between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Sprinkle the check swing, but he's able to hold up 2-0. Left-hander Trey Dombrowski, the new franchise record holder for most strikeouts in a single season, gets the ball opposite right-hander Seth Keener for the Ballers. 2-0 pitch, downstairs 3-0. Something to watch, though, as we come down the stretch of this season. Dombrowski now the 135 strikeouts. At 130 is Jose Fleury, who I believe will get two more outings on the year, as will Dombrowski. Let's see if Jose can close the gap. Taking all the way, Sprinkle. There's a called strike. So we could see an instance where Dombrowski is only able to hold that record for about a week. Just how strong that Fleury's been. Fastball, that's in for strike two. We know both of those guys are capable of popping off for double digits. Saw Trey do it last week against Down East, where he struck out 11 over five perfect innings. Nice little storyline over the last seven games of the year. A swing and a miss, and Casey Ford battles back and strikes out Sprinkle swinging. Down 3-0, he was able to locate some pitches well, and on a 3-2 count, got Sprinkle to chase a bad curveball down and outside. Two up, two down in the seventh, and Ryan Galaney. Try to get the magic he had in his bat in the second inning where he had his lone single. Also stole second. Popped up foul off to the right, and it's now seven stolen bases on the night for the Cannonballers. That is a franchise record for a single game. So history tonight for Kannapolis, their second-to-last home game of the 2023 season. 0-1 down and in on Galaney. Haven't seen Luis Baez in the lineup over the last couple of games, and something to monitor wasn't put on the injured list at this point, but has been held out of the lineup since the early stages of this series. 1-1 is breaking ball outside. As far as injuries go throughout the year, Fayetteville has been relatively fortunate. Of course, you had Jose Cadiz, who missed a good amount of time, as did Tyler Whitaker before his promotion to Asheville. 2-1. Lined well into left center field. Coming over and diving. Molina can't get it, but he does knock it down. Fires it back in towards second base. Covering the bag is Ferreras, but not before Ryan Galani can get there with another two-out double. Third two-bagger of the game for the Ballers. And for Leo's Danny Molina, just the fact he was able to knock that down is important. That ball gets by him. It rolls all the way to the wall, and Galani's getting at least to third, perhaps with an opportunity to score. This is a field here at Atrium Health Ballpark, which it can be conducive to inside-the-park home runs. There's some quirks around the angled walls, the big wall out in center. Can be difficult to judge as an outfielder. Jonaker Betancourt gets a slider in for a strike. The other major injury, back to my point before, that comes to mind for Fayetteville's Narbe Cruz, who was one of the best hitters in the Carolina League in the first half, but he went down with an injury, has not returned, and unlikely to before the end of the year. The 0-1, this is down and in. Got a breakout first inning in single A, or first season rather, in single A. Hoping to get healthy for 2024 and run it back. Ford's 1-1. Chopped foul off to the left. Betancourt 0-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts for him. Woodpeckers led the top of the order due up next inning. Fisher, Matthews, Gilmet. And try to break through down to their final six outs, trying to prevent being shut out. Something that's been all too familiar for them this year. One-two pitch. Foul back. Woodpeckers have been shut out a dozen times this season. They have shut out opponents five times, including one earlier this week. Galani leads off of second base with two outs. Another 1-2, hit pretty well down the right field line, sends Fisher back. Still going back, he can't get there. That ball lands and hops off the wall and scores a run. Into second base standing, Jonaker Betancourt with an RBI double to bring home Galani. And the extra point is good for Kannapolis, 7-0. The doubles keep on coming. That's back-to-back now. And three against Casey Ford. Just couldn't have placed that one much better into the corner. Only 315 feet down the right field line, but the righty at the plate, Fisher shifted over, had a long run to make. Needed a couple more steps, but couldn't get there in time. Nearly hopped over the fence for a ground rule double. Here's Ryan McCarthy, who has a double back in the second inning, and he takes a belt-high curveball for strike one. Single A affiliate of the Astros taking on the single A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Rematch of the 05 World Series with Chicago taking it home and ending their long curse. Curveball misses inside. That, of course, was when the Astros were in the National League. Six-team NL Central at the time. Houston wouldn't make it back there until 12 years later when they finally won their first World Series in franchise history against the Dodgers. Check swing. Did he hold up? Yes, he did. White Sox, meanwhile, still trying to get back to the World Series for the first time since 05. 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. I'm not sure if they're quite mathematically eliminated this year, but can pretty much rule out that this year will be a World Series for the White Sox. So coming up nearly on 20 years. Boy, does that make me feel old. Felt like just yesterday Scott Pasednik hit that big home run in Game 1. Check swing in the dirt, stopped by Garrett Guillemette, and it's now a full count on Ryan McCarthy. One of the forgotten about World Series, really. A bit overshadowed by the one before it between the Sox and the Cardinals with the Boston Red Sox ending their 86-year drought in style. Curveball misses inside, and McCarthy draws a two-out walk. So the rally continues with two away in the inning. Strikeout, strikeout to start it for Ford, then double, double walk. And it appears that Casey won't be able to finish what he started, as manager Ricky Rivera heads on out to the mound ahead of a meeting with nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez, who is 3-for-3. Ford will depart and head to the dugout after an inning and two-thirds in relief. So he departs. The Woodpeckers will go to the bullpen for the third time tonight. And in comes Austin Temple. I'll tell you about Temple and what the run he's been on over the last several games when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Wilbur Sanchez steps into the plate, sporting a 3-for-3 game at the plate. Three singles, two runs scored, and three stolen bases. He will face one of the most dominant arms since the month of June in the Carolina League. And right-hander Austin Temple, the undrafted free agent out of Notre Dame, starts off his outing with a breaking ball outside. Couple of runners on, both belonging to Casey Ford, who has so far given up one earned run on four hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. It is Jonaker Bettencourt at second, Ryan McCarthy at first. Ford's doing. Good breaking ball dropped over the plate by Austin Temple. No record and a 1.08 earned run average on the year for Temple. This is his 18th appearance, 16 and two-thirds innings pitched, and he has been magnificent over those innings. And there's another good breaking ball for a called strike, too. Well, how good has Temple been? Last earned run he gave up. You have to go all the way back to June 15th against the Columbia Fireflies. He's had one outing in that stretch since against Kannapolis. That was on July 1st. He comes set, brings it to his chest. And the 1-2. A late swing and a miss, and down goes Sanchez. Austin Temple quickly able to set down the hottest hitter in the Kannapolis lineup. And the ballers leave a couple on, but they get another run in the seventh inning. It is 7-0 after seven. The Woodpeckers looking for a late rally when we come back. Top of the eighth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Well, this isn't on your life. Fake your hook and keep on trying. getting late here in Kannapolis on this Saturday night. Just outside of Charlotte, Fayetteville Woodpeckers trail the Cannonballers 7-0 after seven innings, and you'll see another new arm on the mound for Kannapolis as the first pitch taken by Cam Fisher for a called strike from Emerson Talavera, 5'10 right-hander out of Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. Lines and fires the 0-1 down and outside. So it was Paulette for 3 2/3, then Ben Butel for 2 1/3. He's in line for the victory. Horacio Andujar pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. Now it is Talavera. This is low on Fisher, who is 1 for 2 with a single, a walk, and a strikeout. Fisher takes ball 3 down and in. Talavera, 20 years old. 3-2 record on the year, over 47 innings with a 6.89 earned run average. 39 strikeouts, 28 walks. Backdoor breaking ball, but it misses down and away, and Cam Fisher reaches base for a third time. Takes ball 4 outside. And the leadoff man on for Fayetteville. Hasn't really done him much. They've had him on 4 times in the game. That secondary hit just has never come, and we'll see if Bryce Matthews can provide it here. Bryce 0 for 3. He's put the ball in play all 3 times. Cam Fisher going to boost that on-base percentage even more so tonight. Matthews takes ball 1 down and away. Coming into tonight, he had an on-base percentage of .392. That OPS above .800. Get a quick mound visit. Catcher Calvin Harris heads on out, and he'll talk it over with Talavera. I have to imagine that Austin Temple would come back out for the bottom of the eighth inning and try to extend what is a season-long scoreless inning streak of 13 1/3 innings by a Fayetteville pitcher. He 1-0 after the mound visit, called a strike on Matthews. Matthews, the first-round pick by Houston, out of the University of Nebraska. Now Matthews sharply to short under the backhanded glove of Gonzalez into left field. And Fisher moves up to second base. Everybody safe. A rare mistake by the first round pick Gonzalez. Couple of first round picks at short in this ball game, and that looked like it might have been a tailor-made double play ball had Gonzalez come up with it cleanly instead. That will likely be the first error of the contest for Kannapolis, although it was hit very hard. And it is indeed an E6. So Matthews reaches, first two runners on. This is the first time tonight for Fayetteville. I should say the first time since the third inning they've had multiple runners on. Garrett Guilmette takes strike 1. They did strand a pair in both the first and the third. And the Woodpeckers have left 6 on total, still looking for that first run. Pitch from Talavera. Outside corner, strike 2, so he doesn't seem to be too bothered after that error. Baller's still at double play depth, so they'll try to pick up 2 if they can on a ground ball from Guilmette. He did ground out his last time up to Gonzalez. Curveball, swing and a miss, 0-2 pitch, and back to the dugout goes Guilmette. He's a strikeout victim, 1 away. Juan Santander will dig in. He is 0 for 2 after a walk in the first inning. He has struck out and grounded out. Santander takes the ball outside. Taking a look around the rest of the minor leagues for the Houston Astros system. 1 game final. That's the High A Asheville Taurus, a couple hours west of here. They were at McCormick Field, and they dropped 1 to the Rays affiliate, Bowling Green, 8-6 the final. Santander lays off a fastball out. Alex Santos suffering loss in that ball game. A couple of doubles for a red-hot Kobe Cotto. He's had a very strong last couple of games. Homered last night, and Santander asked for time. A lot of doubles, actually, in this ball game as a whole. Two from Cotto. Tyler Whitaker had one. Tim Borden as well. Michael Sandel and Rolando Espinosa, all with two baggers. Nobody leaving the yard, though, and Asheville ends up leaving nine runners on base. Look at second. Talavera delivers, and it's chopper to the left of the mound, bouncing, and it's foul picked up by Talavera while it's over the line smartly. A couple of multi-hit games for Tyler Whitaker and Cotto. Witt with a 995 OPS since his promotion. He has been very successful. And it's not much of a surprise. He was striking the ball really well with Fayetteville since he returned from his injury, and the results weren't always there, but he was squaring the ball up well. Nick Swanson also pitched in the ball game. He went five innings in relief, struck out five, gave up three earned runs on six hits. Was tagged with a couple of long balls as well. Pitch to Santander is down, and it's 3-1 on the big righty. Elsewhere in the Astros system, they have played five full out in Frisco, Texas, where the Corpus Christi Hooks lead the Frisco Rough Riders 1-0. Talavera's 3-1. Outside corner, and Santander will have to turn back to the box after he took a couple of steps towards first. The lone run in that ball game for the Hooks came on an RBI single from Jordan Brewer, 2021 Woodpecker. Payoff pitch to Santander. Hit on the ground to second. Could be two. Flipped by Sprinkle to Gonzalez for one. Back to first. A 4-6-3 double play. And just like that, the inning comes to an end. Kannapolis got that timely double play ball they were looking for on Santander. And Fayetteville has been shut out through eight innings tonight. We're on to the bottom of the eighth, 7-0 Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Home half of the eighth, Kannapolis trying to add on to their 7-0 lead before they look to get the final three outs tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Austin Temple back on the mound, got the final out of the seventh. Now he faces the top third of the Cannonballers lineup, Riku Nishida. The 2-0 count on Temple. Sheeta is 1-for-4 tonight. A couple of ground outs, a fly out, but a single in the fourth inning. Fastball. This is up and out. Temple trying to avoid issuing a leadoff walk. And for Temple, he has been on an absolute tear as far as his last 14 appearances. There's ball four, four-pitch walk, and Nishida is aboard to kick off the bottom of the eighth. But 14 straight outings over 13 innings, no runs allowed for Austin Temple. That is the most appearances in a row by an arm this year in the Carolina League without surrendering a run. Past the former holder of that record, 13 from Jozan Okendo of Myrtle Beach. Fastball outside, and Temple, five straight walks to start the inning. That was from mid-May to late July for Okendo. Jeremy Molero, by the way, also on that list as far as the top five goes, as is Ian Fago. So three Woodpeckers are in the top five for most outings without giving up a run. There is ball two, and that's six straight balls now for Temple. Struggling a bit with that command. Eddie Park, the batter, has reached base in all four of his trips tonight. 2-0 fastball, doesn't miss by much, but Temple can't get the help there. 3-0. See if he comes right after Park, who doubled his last time up. Fastball, and that is in there for a strike. 14 straight appearances, by the way. That's last pitcher to do that was last year, and it was Theo McDowell for the Down East Wood Ducks. Fastball in, ball four, back-to-back walks for Nishida and now Park. And Austin Temple in danger of allowing that first run since the middle of June, and Zach Wilkins scurries out to the mound. Temple, a bit frustrated with himself, tosses the rosin bag aside. And the record the last few seasons have been 14, so no one's really gotten to 15 straight appearances going further back, even before the pandemic. That's how uncharted territory this is, because of course, you got guys who get promoted usually after a stretch like that, but a couple of guys did it in the 2017 season. Most notably, it was Scott Williams for Down East, who had 23 straight scoreless appearances. That is absurd. First pitch fastball to Jacob Gonzalez misses, and the command, again, just not there right now for Temple. Foul tipped into Gil Metz mitt. Evens things up. Gonzalez tonight. Sacrifice fly and a walk. He's also struck out and grounded out. One is a curveball out. We have gone final in Fredericksburg in 10 innings. It is a walk-off win for the Fred Nats. That is good news for Carolina. They now have a three-game cushion on Lynchburg, but those Fred Nats now 3.5 back. Hard ground ball to first, could be two. The throw over to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Below tossed it over to Matthews, so Park retired at second. Nishida advances to third, and Gonzalez safe at first on the fielder's choice. Just didn't develop quick enough. Ball was hit plenty hard enough by Gonzalez for Below to make that play, but I don't think it was enough time for Matthews to get over to second base. Tough turn for Fayetteville, and now they're at the corners. One out, Calvin Harris batting. Woodpeckers would love another ground ball. Try to keep that deficit at seven. Pitch misses outside from Temple. So the magic number for Carolina is five. They can win five games down the stretch. They will be in the playoffs. Fastball up on Harris, and it's 2-0. And looking ahead now to the final week of the season, of course, the opponents will certainly matter. Foul tipped, and it is 2-1 now. Mudcats, they will be on the road in Salem against the Red Sox, a team that has really struggled as of late. They have lost five in a row coming into tonight. So perhaps that's the opportunity that the Mudcats need. Second-year manager Victor Esteves trying to take that team to the playoffs. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. And a longtime Mudcats broadcaster, Greg Young, would love to call a playoff game finally. And it would be against the Down East Wood Ducks, a team that Carolina's playing this week. The 3-1 fouled off, and Temple not going away. Runs the count full on Harris. Obviously, Fredericksburg and Lynchburg will go their separate way. Lynchburg will play these Kannapolis Cannonballers to close out the year at home. Payoff pitch, down and in, ball four. Third walk of the inning surrendered by Temple, and the bases are loaded with one out for Jordan Sprinkle. And the Woodpeckers will get a right-hander loose. Jeremy Malero starting to stretch, doing some arm circles down the left field line with that bullpen in play. But they're loaded for Sprinkle, trying to shake an 0-for-4 tonight. Takes ball one outside. He'd love to have the same swing he had about 24 hours ago in this eighth inning. Temple has given up several grand slams this year. Temple with a fastball that's over for a called strike. Infield still at double play depth. Breaking ball hit to third, and it gets through Johnson down the left field line. The streak comes to an end for Austin Temple. Nishida scores. Right behind him, Gonzalez. It is a two-run double for Jordan Sprinkle. And it was the walks that killed Temple. What a run it was. First runs allowed by Austin Temple since June 15th. Calvin Harris now at third with Sprinkle at second. It is a 9-0 lead. And the Ballers have broken out offensively on this Saturday night. 9 runs on 11 hits compared to just 2 hits and no runs for Fayetteville. Now a high fly ball out to right. Cam Fisher underneath it makes the catch, tagging but bluffing is Harris over at third. A good throw in by Fisher. And so Ryan Galaney is retired on just one pitch for the second out. Good bounce back for Temple. For Sprinkle, that was his 10th double of the year. And another eighth inning where he drove in multiple runs. He is starting to become a real clutch hero for the Cannonballers. There's a fastball first pitch to Jonaker Betancourt, misses high. Of course, far less high leverage situation than this one. Helps when your team's got a big lead, a lot of pressure taken off, but even when the pressure was on last night, he delivered. 1-0 is gotten over by Temple. Betancourt had an RBI double of his own last inning, snuck it down the right field line. And he tries to do it again with a fly ball deep to right, but this will land in the seats. Again, first pitch tomorrow, 6:30. I'll have the call right here, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, through the MILB First Pitch app as well. And the Woodpeckers are off on Monday the 4th, Labor Day, and then 6 at home to close out the year against Charleston. 1-2, Betancourt smashed to short. Bryce Matthews throws on to below at first, and the inning comes to an end. But two more come across to score on the Jordan Sprinkle two-run double. The scoreless inning streak comes to an end for Austin Temple at 14 straight appearances. And we're on to the ninth inning, 9-0, the lead for Kannapolis. Fayetteville trying to break out offensively and end the shutout down to their final three outs when we return.
Just satisfy your personal wants? Will you do wrong or will you do right?
One thing you must admit, and you know it's true.
The final decision is up to you.
The final decision is up to you.
Top of the ninth inning, 9-0 Kannapolis leads the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and Ryan Johnson takes a breaking ball from Emerson Talavera for strike one. That's been the story for the Cannonballers. They have gotten exquisite pitching through the first eight innings, and Talavera showing no signs of slowing down on the mound. He quickly gets ahead on Johnson. No balls and two strikes. Johnson 1-for-3. He's got one of the two hits tonight for the Woodpeckers. Check swings at the breaking ball and is able to keep his bat back. It was Johnson's single in the sixth and a single from Cam Fisher in the first inning. Fisher has reached three times. That's really been most of it offensively. Johnson chases after a good breaking ball and goes down swinging. So Talavera, after he gave up a couple of runners to begin the eighth inning, he has fought back well. He got a strikeout at Guilmett. Got the double play from Santander and now strikes out Johnson to start the ninth. One out for Ricardo Below, who takes ball one. Below tonight, a walk, a fly out, and a strikeout, a ground out rather. There's a called strike one. One last look at the game out at Minute Maid Park between the Yankees and the Astros. Top of the eighth inning, and the New York Yankees have taken a 5-4 lead over Houston. Off-speed misses low on Below. Austin Wells with a go-ahead sacrifice fly to give New York the lead. The debuting Austin Wells a couple of days ago. Count now 3-1. Him and Jason Dominguez, a couple of guys that have gotten called up with the September deadline passing. Roster expansion. 3-1 fastball outside, and Ricardo Below draws his second walk of the game, a one-out walk in the ninth. Will be interesting to see who gets called up for Houston with those rosters expanding. Could see some guys in Sugarland get their first crack at Major League Baseball, or guys who didn't really play a whole lot in the majors get that opportunity. I think David Hensley's a guy that comes to mind. Could get some of those reps. Breaking ball comes in on the first pitch and plunks Paz Ferreras. So the Woodpeckers not going away quietly thanks to some control issues from Talavera. They've got runners at first and second with only one out. Ferreras reaches base for the first time. He was 0-for-3 prior. And Jackson Lofton will get a chance to get his team on the board late. Good portion of this Saturday night crowd still in attendance at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Lofton, fastball outside edge. Talavera has gone an inning and a third so far in relief. And gets a chopper up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop. Gonzalez, he can't glove flip it. Comes out of his mitt. Everyone's safe. And the bases are loaded with one out. It was going to be a tough play anyways with Ferreras running into second base hard. Probably no chance of getting a speedy Lofton down the first base line. And we'll see how they score it. And quickly, an error goes up on the board. So it will be another error hit on Gonzalez, his second of the ball game. Bases loaded, one out for Leo's Danny Molina. And he takes strike one on the outside corner. Woodpecker still held at two hits, but they're able to get the bases loaded thanks to some help. Talavera with the 0-1 to Molina. Same spot, 0-2. Leo tonight is grounded out three times. Have not been a lot of strikeouts from this pitching staff. In fact, just seven total. The 0-2 misses inside, and Molina has to step out of the way. Four from the starter, Paulette. Just one from Butel, who is very strong through two and a third innings pitch. He's trying to pick up the win. Nowhere to put him. And the 1-2 to Leo. That's outside. Last time that Fayetteville was held without a run was in that Lynchburg series at Segra Stadium on August 16th. A couple of weeks back. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball called strike three outside corner. Chris Janke rings up Molina for the second out. Talavera going back to what worked. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. And that time he got it. So they stay loaded, two outs. And the man who has reached base three times tonight, Cam Fisher, steps up. Love to get into one here and make the score a little less lopsided. First pitch fastball, Talavera soars it high. A single and two walks for Cam tonight. He has also struck out. This is second time facing Talavera. He drew a walk in his lone plate appearance so far versus the right-hander. 1-0 is at the knees. Game number 125 on the year for Fayetteville. Seven to play after tonight. Slider, inside corner. 1-2, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final strike. Crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark clapping it up as Talavera tries to get the final strike. Some rising to their feet. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded, top of the ninth. The pitch to Fisher. He swings underneath it and pops it foul over the third base dugout. Fayetteville has a couple of grand slams this year. Most recently, Jackson Lofton last month in Myrtle Beach. And what was a blowout in favor of the Woodpeckers. Another 1-2 from Talavera, and Fisher drives it deep down the right field line, or actually first base side. It's popped up, maybe playable, and it is. Over to make the catch, Jonaker Betancourt, just enough room, and he makes the catch in front of the bullpen, and the ball game is over. The Kannapolis Cannonballers have shut out the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on this Saturday night game. 9-0 the final. Fayetteville held to just two hits, and all zeros across the run column tonight. Cannonballers pour out of the dugout and shake hands in front of the pitcher's mound. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up in the penultimate road game of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers season. Fayetteville falls 9-0 on the road We'll break it down when we come back. You're listening to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Tough Saturday night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at the plate as they are shut out by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 9-0 the final score from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Colin Casey back on the air to wrap things up before we hit the hay on this Saturday night and the final Saturday road game of the year for the Woodpeckers. It just wasn't in the cards offensively for Fayetteville, who were only able to pick up 2 hits in the ball game. Cam Fisher reached base 3 times and had a single, drew a couple of walks in that mix, but ultimately came to the plate with the bases loaded, 2 outs in the 9th inning, and had a pop-up over down the right field line that was secured and ended the ball game. Fayetteville ultimately leaving 10 runners on base, which is pretty incredible considering they were only able to get a couple of hits. They did draw a plenty of walks, including 4 against starter Peyton Paulette, but just could not get the big hit to bring across that run, and ultimately that was part of what led to their demise tonight. Of course, Kannapolis Cannonballers got to Woodpecker starter Jake Bloss in the early going. Bloss only going 1 2/3. He surrendered a run in the first, 3 more in the second inning before he was lifted in favor of Dury Carrasco. Carrasco, despite his best efforts, did give up a couple of runs over 3 1/3 innings on 3 hits, a walk, and a team-high 5 strikeouts. Casey Ford came on and gave up a run over 1 2/3, and Austin Temple did surrender a pair of runs, ending his streak of scoreless innings that ultimately comes to an end at 13 2/3 innings. So it still remains a season high record for the Woodpeckers, most scoreless innings and also the most scoreless appearances, consecutive scoreless appearances by anyone in the Carolina League this year. So hats off to Austin, what's been a great run for him, and certainly a big prove it year for the right-hander out of Notre Dame who went undrafted last year. Final line scores for tonight's ball games before we take off. Fayetteville, no runs on 2 hits, 1 error, and as mentioned, 10 runners left on base. Kannapolis, 9 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, both by shortstop Jacob Gonzalez in the late innings. and also 10 runners left on base. The win tonight goes to Ben Butel, who was very strong in relief, went 2 1/3 innings, scoreless, just the one hit allowed, no walks, and a strikeout for the lefty. 6-4 on the year now for him. Jake Bloss suffers a loss, first decision of his career. The third rounder out of Georgetown moves to 0-1. A crowd of 4,230 were able to watch this ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 46 minutes, as that crowd watched the Kannapolis Cannonballers defeat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a final score of 9-0. We turn the page to the final road game of the Woodpecker season that takes place tomorrow, as they will play the Cannonballers for the final time, the 24th and final time in the season series. Kannapolis now with a 14-9 edge in that season series. They got their ace on the mound, left-hander Trey Dombrowski, 5-9 with a 3.80 ERA and the new record holder for most single-season strikeouts by a Fayetteville Woodpecker pitcher in franchise history. He will be opposite right-hander Seth Keener, who looks to secure a series win for Kannapolis, who now leads this week's series 3-2. And on top of that, the Cannonballers also now lead as far as away games go. They are now 6-5 against Fayetteville in home games, of course, for Kannapolis this season. So the Woodpeckers fall to 54-70 on the year. That tying victory for last year's team and their total of 55 wins left to wait for another day, and they fall to 24-35 in the second half. Kannapolis 64-60 on the year. They're scratching their way back to 500 in the second half. They're now 29-30 in the second half of the season. That just about wraps things up here from downtown Kannapolis. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch, 6:25 pregame show. I'll have you covered with Andrew Chapman away. Special thanks to Chappie for keeping things monitored on the social media end, and he'll be back on the air with me on September 5th to begin the final series of the season for the Woodpeckers at Segres Stadium against the Charleston River Dogs, single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. But until then and until tomorrow, this has been another edition of Woodpeckers Baseball on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Once again, my name is Colin Casey. So long, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers Baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back.